What the fuck, bro?
This isn't good. I think it's zoomed in.
Who zoomed it?
I like it better. Leave it like that. Oh, well, now it's not framed properly.
What are you doing with your life?
All right, so we've been going through the closet because we're selling things because we're broke.
It's too high.
Well, here's what happened. I adjusted it so it was correct, but I didn't zoom out, so it was actually probably unadjusted from it being correct.
Oh, you piece!
I can fix it. I know exactly where to do it.
You piece of shit! You know this was shaping to be a good show, and now you've ruined it. Is that good?
Yep.
Is that better? Now you have to readjust the whole fucking thing.
It's real easy, man. You line it up with this Destiny poster, and then this Destiny poster. Boom.
That's better.
Boom!
That's better. Don't knock my cerveza over, bro.
Boom!
That's too loud.
It moved! There, perfect.
I was gonna say
it's back to normal, man. It's fine. It's perfect. Back to normal.
Wow, great start.
Hey, what's up, everybody?
Hey, it's the Seth and Colby Show.
It's the Seth and Colby Show. We're doing the show. It's a show that Seth and Colby do, and we talk to you. And the Seth and Colby Show. This is our new theme song. Give me a drum breakdown, man. Go, go, go.
No, you got way too much energy there, man.
I'm actually on a Xanax right now.
That makes no sense.
It doesn't, does it?
Why are you on a Xanax?
Oh, sitting on the couch. Sure, heart rate seems to be over 120 for more than 10 minutes of inactivity while I'm eating lunch. Look at it, it's 145. I'm like, oh, I'll probably should take a Xanax. So, yeah, this is me on Xanax.
Imagine I think it does off. The opposite effect of what
No, it makes me
do.
Feel way better, so. I feel great. Yeah.
It's good. Yeah, you're rolling. It's great.
No, Taylor, I need it for me. Okay? I will donate nothing, but you will have my profound appreciation. For what?
I'll donate $20 to your wallet.
So she's slapping me. She wants you to slap me for no money? Please. Didn't you slap me or hit my nipple or something for subs like last week?
No, she subbed to scare you, and then it didn't work, and then I slapped you to scare you out of respect.
No, last Thursday, you hit my nipple.
Did I?
I think, yes.
I don't recall that.
I remember nipple abuse specifically.
There's no way to prove that.
I mean, there's a lot of ways to prove it. We're just too lazy to do it. We'd make terrible lawyers.
Yeah.
You know? But, okay, tell this story again, because I gotta know how it is.
So I'm walking into your apartment complex, right?
Uh-huh.
And like always, I'm bringing a case of beer.
Yep, got a 12-pack of Coors Light.
Yep. Uh-huh. I'm walking behind this guy, smoking a cigarette, looks at me, he's like, got the Coors Light, huh? I was like, yeah, man, long day. Because it's been a long day.
Has it been a long day,
and
man?
I need to drink.
Do you? Okay.
And so we're walking, and then he kind of slows down to like walk next to me to talk to me. He's like, you ever had Estrella?
Jalisco? Estrella. Jalisco.
Whatever that is.
Isn't Jalisco like pork?
I don't know.
Or big?
I would doubt it's pork. Well, this kind of tastes like bacon, so.
Google, can you... Hey, Google. Can you translate Spanish to English?
Yes. Of course it can.
She didn't even answer.
It's got Google Translate.
Hey, Google. Can you translate Spanish to English?
Okay, there are a couple ways I can help you translate.
Okay.
For example, uh-huh. You can say, be my Spanish interpreter, or how do you say good morning in Swedish?
Okay. Hey Google, be my Spanish interpreter.
Okay, I'll be your interpreter. When you hear this sound, it means I'm listening. Let's get started.
Estrella, Jalisco.
Estrella, Jalisco.
Yes, what does it mean in English?
No, it's speaking Spanish for you. It's not It's not translating. It's just
Hey Google,
translating
stop.
You.
Hey Google, stop!
Sure, I'll stop translating.
Thank you. Hey, Google, can you be my English translator?
Translate to English from what language?
Spanish.
Okay, before you start talking, make sure to wait until you hear this sound.
Oh, my God.
Let's start.
Estrella Jalisco.
Estrella Jalisco.
Yes! Why won't it tell me?
Some dude in the NSA is having a great...
I would like you to suck every inch of my cojones!
Me gustaría que chuparas cada centímetro del arnés de mi auro.
There you go.
Hey, Google, stop.
Sure, I'll stop translating.
You never did, to begin with.
Anyway, so I'm walking...
It's 2019, man!
I'm walking, and this guy's like, have you ever tried this Mexican beer? I'm like, I have not tried that. And he's like, do you want to? I'm like, oh, no, man, I'm good. He's like, I got it right here. I'm like, okay, sure. And so he opens his apartment door. What does it mean, man?
It means Jalisco Star. What's Jalisco? So Estrella is star. So what's Jalisco mean?
I think it may be a dude's name.
Jalisco.
Jalisco.
Jalisco is a place? Anyways, yeah, so he opens his door, reaches into a fucking, not his refrigerator. He walks, his door opens into his living room. He opens a large tub that is meant to be like a, you know, an ice cooler. Opens that up, grabs a beer, hands it to me. I'm like, oh, well, thanks, man. Do you want a Coors in exchange? He's like, well, if you're feeling it, man. I'm like, sure. Here you go. And then I walk off with this Mexican beer.
Is it good?
It's not bad.
Cool.
I'm so mad right now. I don't know if you can tell.
How about you just Google Jalisco?
Hammy's telling me in chat, which makes me even more mad, because I should have just Googled in the first place. I just wanted that to work. I'm so... My inside of me right now...
How about
now,
take another Xanax?
It is a fiery bit.
Maybe a couple.
I'm so... Like, I'm so mad, I don't even know how to not be mad right now.
I want to burn my Google Home.
It's pointless.
Hey, Google, play Despacito.
Hey, Google, stop.
I just wanted
that song's only available.
I just wanted that to happen for Brit.
Are you guys Google Play Music subscribers?
Hey, Google, stop.
No.
You guys don't have Google Music?
No, but it plays Spotify.
I feel like if I can get Brit, you know, to turn it off, this would be the way, right?
I gotcha. Yeah.
You know, if I just keep saying...
Oh, that makes sense.
You know, like, here, hey, Google, play Despacito Volume 10. See, I turned mine off.
Mm-hmm.
So now we're safe. You know?
She gonna kill you.
She'd have to come over. So.
She wouldn't.
No.
I'm
just
safe.
Strap a bomb in my fucking Coors Light can, and then boom, we're both gone.
She wouldn't kill you. She loves you, so.
Mm-hmm.
Hey, Google, call Colby.
No.
You don't think so?
No.
But you're looking like it might.
It won't.
Darn it.
Her phone's not hooked up. Mine is.
I will burn your apartment to the ground. I'm sorry. I want to apologize. I think it's, I think Taylor was also, it was going off for her. Yeah. Sorry, Taylor. I apologize to you. Okay.
10 out of 10 spiked. It's not spiked.
No, he had to open it.
It was, yes.
Yeah.
I have a no-caller ID.
I've seen the guy that he got it from, and he appears to be a very nice gentleman. He's...
Hello?
Did it work?
Did Google work, babe?
Did it work? It worked?
I'm talking to my Google Home right now. And it said no caller ID, so it's using a random Google voice number to call me.
Hey, Google, hang up.
Is she well, just, yeah, but your phone's not connected to the Google Home.
Is she just yelling from across the room?
Yeah. No.
That's a work, Chad. I can't believe
that's
it.
That's actually a fantastic point of how Google Home had my number. Well, it probably synced. My phone's
connected
to it.
Well, it's your phone,
it,
yeah, man.
And so it probably synced my contacts.
Yeah.
But. Okay, I'm going to go now. Yeah, she's going to cut your dick off.
Good luck. It's going to be hard to grab it and slice. Not a lot of room to work
with. Nah, man. Like tree choppers. I love you, babe. Goodbye.
Tree choppers?
Yeah. Yeah, like the shears.
Oh, okay.
Big old shears. You don't have to hold
them. I don't feel like she owns that.
We can get them.
She's going to have to hold
them. They're not expensive.
Just trust me.
You know what is expensive?
What's that?
A gun.
Why did you look at the camera menacingly when you said that?
I'm thinking about buying a gun.
Don't. Why? Why?
Because I want to be a good...
First of all, you have... Don't you have a rifle in your home?
Yeah, it's a piece of shit.
Why? It won't do the job?
Well, it's old. I don't have ammo for it. It's a 22. I'd have to shoot them five times.
I'm sure that if you shot... First of all, you point a gun at a robber in the first place, I think he's got to reconsider what he's doing.
It ain't necessarily... It's...
You ain't gonna point it at me. I'd be like, that's
no,
a barbie
it would
apple.
Be for home defense, but it would also be because I want my own gun to go and shoot at ranges. Because I want to be a good shooter.
Why?
So I could shoot people if necessary.
Is it feeling small?
Like you.
Like, is that what's happening?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm needing to compensate hard.
I know.
Really bad.
I don't know.
Confidence boost, maybe? I'm not sure.
What is a confidence boost?
Yeah.
What? So you can look in the mirror while you're holding your gun like you're a teenager?
No. To where I could think if I get in a confrontation with a man that I could go back to my car, I could pop the trunk on his bitch ass, all right?
We have had this exact conversation before because I remember saying to you, you cannot drive down the highway and when someone cuts you off, you just pop open your glove compartment and just go, cut me off again, man, because that is not legal.
I think that's legal.
It's not. You can't threaten someone with your gun.
That's not threatening. That's just showing.
I'm going to get a text like, don't come to podcast tonight.
I just like holding my gun when you cut me off.
Why don't you just get like a bumper sticker that just says, don't cut me off, I have a gun.
Then if I don't have a gun...
You think someone's going to test you?
Yeah.
Well, so you're going to have to shoot
absolutely.
Everyone who cuts you off?
For sure. Who said anything about shooting?
What, are you just going to wave it at him?
Yeah.
That's the same as the bumper sticker.
No, it is not.
I'd be driving next to be like, that guy ain't going to shoot me. He ain't got the cojones.
Yeah, no, I don't.
All right.
I'm not shooting nobody.
So why you need a
gun? I want to shoot targets.
Okay.
And get good at shooting. Sounds fun.
I mean, people say it's fun, man.
I mean, I've shot a... few gun, like, okay. Not a lot. And it was, you know, intense for the first time of just holding something that explodes in your hand. But, like, being able to control that...
Just isolate this entire sentence.
Is it even worse that I didn't realize what I was saying?
No, it's just gun people, dude. Yeah. So... Let me be honest with you, okay? You know I hate guns, but I do love the power...
With the click-clack.
...of taking another man's life, okay?
Okay.
I get the feeling there, all right?
I don't want to take another man's life. That's
I would like to state for the record that I would, if Google
also,
Home was a man 10 minutes ago, I would have taken its life. I want you to know that, okay?
Just pull it out. Bam!
I would have shot it, okay? Oh, so hear me
we'd
out.
We'd be fine. The compressor would handle the loud noise. We'd be fine.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
I don't want a gun because I don't believe in them. What if we go get compound bows?
I don't want a compound bow.
Dude, come on.
No.
Why?
Unless it's an automatic bow. No.
What's an automatic bow?
Where I just... a crossbow. Automatic crossbow.
Okay, we can do that.
One of those. If that even exists.
Can we do a crossbow instead?
No.
Dude, you think about it. All the people in the movies that are true badasses, they got bows.
Yeah.
I mean, you always see the people, like, in the movies where, like, their families are murdered and they gotta go get them back or whatever. They're rubbing mud on their face and they're grabbing a bow and they're heading out into the woods.
You just literally saw the newest Rambo trailer and that's what you're basically
saying. Is that what it is?
Yeah, he has a bow in that.
Well, though, sure. Why wouldn't we want to be Rambo?
I don't know.
It's literally got bow in his name.
No, Compound
Bow.
So, chances of government overthrow, zombie apocalypse...
Yeah, but you know that in the movie...
End World Times.
You know the zombie apocalypse movie, the guy who survives the best is the one that has the bow.
Well, that specific one, yes, but yeah. Are there other instances of things like
name
that?
Name one apocalyptic movie where the guy with the bow is the
better one. Than not have a gun. It's mainly the only
But
point.
I want to go bow shooting.
Also, I've been watching a lot of Justified recently.
Okay.
And like... I think to myself, in the situations that he gets in,
uh-huh.
like, how hard really would it be
uh-huh.
to pull your gun and shoot?
It'd be very hard, I think.
But,
well,
no.
For you, maybe not that hard.
What do you mean?
I think you would see the soul in someone's eyes, and you would hesitate.
Oh, no, definitely not.
I think you would.
Not me, personally, maybe, but Justified, no.
Well, yeah, but I'm talking
That's
about
what I'm
you.
Saying. No, I'm not even talking about a person. I'm just talking about a target in the situation that he would have to, like, draw in before he gets shot. How hard would it be to hit a target 20, 30 feet, 40, 50 feet, you know?
I have no idea. I can't
or, like,
tell if
multiple
you're talking about
targets.
Shooting people or not.
I am not planning on shooting anybody. But I want to know how hard it is to hit five targets that possibly in my head would have guns too, and to see how many I could take out before I got shot.
When you go buy your gun, just clip this 10 minutes and play it for the guy who's selling you the gun, and see he'll let him decide whether or not you're ready for the gun. I'm telling you, we should get bows, dude.
Have you been in that situation where you had a gun pointed at
you? I mean,
you
I don't feel like you need to be in that situation to understand that that's called escalation, and it's bad.
Well, it's just like, okay, so Justified is a whole bunch of smooth-talking hillbilly country folk,
okay,
right?
Okay, no bows in that show? You know there's one dude in that show that has a bow, and everyone reveres him and doesn't mess with them. You know it!
I don't think I've seen a bow in that
There's
show.
There's going to be a guy who's going to show up with a bow, and you're going to be so mad when you see him. You're going to be so mad.
Yeah, I just want to be able to hit targets if I point my gun at it.
But why?
Because it sounds fun, and it's a skill I could use later in life, possibly.
But what's the better story? Robber shot by homeowner, crime averted, or robber shot with crossbow, local Robin Hood gets medal? Dude, I'm telling you, okay, I'm a big idiot. You know this? All right? I've been playing Red Dead Online a ton. Okay, by the way, you have got to go get Red Dead.
Oh, yeah?
Online Red Dead is fixed. No one's right. There's no 12-year-olds riding up to you, lassoing you, and throwing you in the back of a cart anymore. There's none of this. It's literally a shared world cowboy game now. And you can open your own trading stores, collecting stores, you can be a bounty hunter. Like, if someone...
No.
Listen to this scenario.
No, if I get that game, I will not do anything else.
Good. Play with me. We can live our dreams. You could be an expert marksman in Red Dead. It's the same.
I tried
But it's better because it's not outside.
I tried to tune into your stream today.
Uh-huh.
And you were fixing OBS, so I immediately clicked off.
Sounds about right. Yeah.
OBS, but I saw your Red Dead streams recently. I'm like, motherfucker.
Dude, I'm obsessed. I'm obsessed with it. I can't stop. I mean, I'm playing it in first person.
Okay.
Full immersion.
Was that clip where you pet a horse and then the horse just kicked you?
That did happen.
Did that happen?
Let me tell you. Okay, listen. Listen to me. Okay? You tell me what you'd do in this scenario, Mr. Marksman. I just shot a bear. Black bear. Perfect shot. Rifle. Right between his soulful little eyes, alright?
See, but the problem is you can't slow-mo down real life.
You also can't do it in Red Dead Online.
Oh, you can't
no,
do
you
Deadshot.
Cannot. You can, well, you can, but it doesn't slow motion it. Like, the way it works in Online is Deadeye is basically like you paint a target. Mm. So, like, if you hover over someone, it's gonna go... and put like four of them, and then when you hit shoot, it'll go pop, 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 pop. But it's all real time. You can't slow down. You're in an online world. You can't slow it down.
That makes sense.
Yeah. So it's all real time. But I want a perfect pelt, okay? Because the more the better my pelt is, the better my trade operation is.
Mm-hmm.
More the better my cost of goods, the more money I make when I make deliveries. Okay? It's a whole economy we got going on here. All right? So I shot this black bear, got his pelt, put it on the back of my horse. My horse can only carry one pelt. Okay? Riding back to my base, my camp.
Mm-hmm.
Wolves show up. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Pop the wolves in the head. Pow, pow, pow! Okay? Protect myself, protect Betty, my horse. All right?
Okay.
Well, I don't want to let their bodies go to waste. You know, they're just following their animal instincts. All right? It's not their fault that they saw a delicious meal on hooves. You know, it's not their fault.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to take their skins. Their skins are smaller. I can drape them over the back of my horse. But the problem is that I already have too many skins on my horse. So what I do is I grab the coyote, or grab the wolf skins, lead my horse while holding the skins, wait till I find a passerby, and then I...
give him the wolf skins?
I lasso him, pull him off his horse, hog tie him, put him gently to the side. Put the skin.
You just got done saying that this was not a 12-year-old hog tie.
No. This is an NPC.
You're going to be the one?
This is an NPC.
Oh, okay.
NPC, not real person. You hog tie the man. I don't kill him, okay? Usually. I don't kill him. I mean, sometimes he gets real mad and he calls me bad names and he's got to die, you know?
Sure.
Okay.
Totally get.
I would give his horse back if the game would.
I feel like I know why
death.
You wouldn't get a gun in real life. It's because you'd use it.
Do the people I'm using it on deserve it?
In your head, probably.
Well, that's all.
By
that
law reasons, probably not.
But law is justified on how good of a lawyer you can get.
True.
Okay. So anyway,
verbally assaulting me, I fell for my life.
I take his horse. Okay. And put the pelts on it. I ride his horse back to camp while my horse follows. Boom, got a train going.
Uh-huh.
Okay? Sell all the pelts. I take the horse to the nearest town. I try to keep it because the owner's tied up in the woods, God knows where. All right? So I try to take it to the stable. Online won't let you steal someone else's horse and keep it because that's illegal or whatever. It's really some scheme to get me to buy a horse with microtransactions and all that nonsense, you know, which I don't need because I own a thriving trade business and I have enough money to buy a horse if I wanted it, but just why? Why would I buy one if I could just lasso a man and take his horse? Okay, it was a nice Kentucky Saddler. It'd be great. It'd be a great horse for me.
Probably something in that bit of trying to fix that people just lassoed you and stole your shit.
Could be.
Probably someone.
Could be.
With that.
Regardless, I'm like, well, I guess I can't take this horse, so I'm just going to take a look at its saddlebags here and see what the owner had in there. And then I tried, and the horse kicked me out of loyalty to his owner. And then I got up and I tried again and he kicked me a second time, so I said we part as friends, and I left on Betty, my horse. You can tame a wild horse, man, it's 100%, but this was an NPC's horse, can't do that. If you find a wild horse, like a Mustang or something like that, you can tame it, take it to the stable, that works. Which is something we could do in Red Dead Online. Join up with me, man. Brick and join, dude, I got a posse going, it's great.
I don't have a second PS2.
I'm bankrolling it. I'm paying for the posse's large camp. Okay, the trading business is shared between all of us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you get a cut of the profits, man. We can go out on hunts for animals. We can go bounty hunting. We can just explore. Just go sightsee. It's incredible.
Okay.
What's up, Tattoo?
If I buy the game.
Yes.
And I play.
Yes.
And do great.
Yes.
But then I hand the controller over to Brick because she's getting impatient and wants to play.
Yes.
And then she dies.
Yes.
How does that affect my character?
It doesn't very much.
Like, do I lose the things that I had on my person?
How do you die?
Colliding into a mountain on horseback.
No. You lose nothing.
Okay.
Well, be very clear. If you have something on the back of your horse already...
Right. Like anything on my person.
On your person, nothing happens.
What about, okay, so you do sometimes store guns on the horse.
The guns never go away.
Okay.
Ever.
So it's like pelts and things like that?
Yeah, but they don't go away either. Food. They just fall off. So like if you crash into a mountain and your horse flipped upside down, the deer that's on the back of your horse is going to fall on the ground. Mm-hmm. You just go and you pick them back up and put them back on your horse. It's all. Mm. There are really no consequences for death. And if you're cured by another player,
mm-hmm.
you can press charges against that player now, okay. or you can duel... If you press charges against that player, how it works is that they're, like GTA Online, their dot turns a little more red, And then bounty hunters from around the map can hunt that player for money. So you're encouraged.
So you're telling me I can't just kill random people and I'll be fine?
You can kill random NPCs. If you kill other players, which you can do, you'll just be an outlaw and people will, okay, one, hate you and try to hunt you down and kill you. Yes.
In the actual Red Dead game, if you kill a person not in sight of anyone else, there is no...
Are you talking about single player or multiplayer?
Single player.
In single player, you can kill whoever you want. If someone witnesses and you kill them, no witnesses.
Right.
Yes, correct.
So, even if I do that to a real person...
Yeah, in single player Red Dead, you have no consequences for death.
Okay. But in multiplayer, no matter what, if I kill another player, I get some sort of, like, bounty.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Unless they don't press charges? Or is that...
Well, they cannot press charges, but either way, it'll still... Okay, so it used to be you'd open a map and you see all 20 people in the game with you on the map anywhere they are. Now it's a very small proximity.
Okay.
So if you're a low hostility player, like, no one can see you unless they're right next to you, basically, on the map. So, like, if I'm in the same town as someone, they'll see me. But if you're a high hostility player, I can literally see you across the map. So I'll know that, like, I don't want to tangle with that doofus 12-year-old who's just killing people for the lulz. I'll just stay away from them altogether. And then also people who are bounty hunters can be like, I'm going after that red dot and taking him to the sheriff, and I'm getting money for it.
So does that red dot go away once you die?
The red dot stays until your hostility goes down.
And how long does that take?
I don't know. I've never tested it because I'm not a hostile player.
Well, see,
I'm role-playing.
I'm bouncing out the gate as a hostile.
Yeah, but you could kill NPCs as much as you want. Like, you'll still get bounties, but it won't be like that type of bounty.
Okay.
That's a different hostility than killing another player.
Gotcha.
Killing NPCs just gives you, like, low honor.
Interesting.
But it doesn't really matter. You can kill as many NPCs as you want. I was playing with Sam earlier. You know Sam, one of our subs? I was playing with him earlier today. We were riding around on a horse. He had dynamite arrows, and he was just shooting every NPC he could see with dynamite arrows. It was ridiculous. He killed my horse with a dynamite arrow.
Dynamite
arrow. Yeah, we were going out on a bounty and getting this guy who apparently saw that his wife cheated on him, and so he killed her and lit her a house on fire. You know, any normal reaction to a cheating wife, okay? And he was riding with his posse on an oil carriage, like a carriage with oil in the back, and Sam shot it with dynamite, and it blew him up. It blew up the carriage behind me, and it blew me up and my horse. And Sam typed chat, sorry, I was using dynamite arrows. But the bounty was dead or alive, and he was missing half his body. But they took and gave us money for it, you know?
Does those dynamite arrows, it doesn't explode on contact?
Yeah, it explodes on contact.
Does it?
It's like an explosive arrow.
That's stupid.
Why, what do you want? You have actual dynamite if you want to place it somewhere.
Well, no, but that wouldn't work in real life. They wouldn't explode on contact.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You'd have to light a fuse before you shoot the arrow,
I'm
and
sorry.
Then shoot the arrow, and then it will stick. And
you know, in real life, if
down,
you just run around willy-nilly killing everybody, you'll get arrested.
Well, not in the Wild West.
Yeah,
no,
in the Wild West.
No, you
yes,
fucking
you
wouldn't.
Would.
You could take out the three sheriffs in one town.
Dude, have you ever seen that Kevin... Costner movie where he's hunting down Bonnie and Clyde, dude? There's a manhunt. They get him.
That's not the Wild West.
It's pretty close.
It's not.
When was Bonnie and Clyde, dude?
It was like the 60s.
It was not the
60s. 40s? 20s? It was the 1900s.
1930.
Yeah.
So it's 30 years after Red Dead, man. That's not that far. 30 years ago was the 90s. Hammy says, yeah, you could. Make the chemicals separated in a container, connected to the aerial, and when it hits, the chemicals explode. Boom, bam, you're done, dude. You got freaking science.
Hammy doesn't know.
Hammy knows everything.
Shit. Unless he's a minor, I don't believe him.
He might be a minor. You don't know.
I do know.
Hammy, are you a minor?
He's
I bet
not.
He says yes.
He's under 18?
No, minor. M-I-N-E-R.
Okay. Right.
Yeah, why? Do minors know about explosions? I don't want to know why I know about that, but or why you know about that, but whatever.
Hyman.
Anyway, please, for the love of God, go get Red Dead. I've been trying to get Chris to play with me. I've been trying to entice her because she knows she loves boots. You know, I've been telling her how much boots there are in the game, and it's not working. She just wants to play Apex all the time, and I'm like, I want to be a cowboy. You know what she told me the other day, dude? Tuesday night, she comes home, we get in bed. You know, we're relaxing after we both get off work. She's like, how was your day? And after she tells about 45 minutes about her day was, I was like, it was good. Played a lot. I played all Red Dead today. Love being a cowboy. Want to be a cowboy in real life? You need to play with me. And she goes, you can't be a cowboy in real life. Your head's too big. Cowboy hats won't fit.
You know, they make them custom. You can make
that's
one
what
that
my
fits.
Chat told me too, yeah. But Chris didn't care.
Dude, next time I come over, I'm bringing the cowboy hat.
Dude, we would look so... I will literally... We could wear cowboy hats and play Red Dead. Are you getting a lot of emails over there? What's happening?
I surprisingly am.
Does it work?
Yes.
Why do you have work on your...
phone?
Yeah.
Fantastic.
I've never known you to have a work email on your phone.
I know.
Old place of work, you didn't have it.
I know.
Did you do that out of your own... smarts, or did they ask you to do it?
The first one.
You're stupid, then. Mm-hmm. Just delete it.
I can.
Be gone with it.
But sometimes I like to look up things that I did and be like, look what I did.
Yeah, but can't you do that tomorrow? Oh, you mean to brag to Brit?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. You know, you could do that using things that you make for the Raptor Teeth people. Be like,
no,
look
I
at this
can't,
great stuff I did.
Because, see, that's on my off time and not paid for, so I can't.
I mean, I did offer to pay you, once
you
again,
didn't.
To be clear.
I don't recall that
to pay
at
you.
All.
Many times I've offered. I will pay you. I'm offering again right now.
I haven't even seen a list of stuff to do.
Please go get Red Dead Redemption. It's
okay.
The greatest game of
I'll
all
do
time.
That. Which
it's
one
great.
Would you rather me do?
Oh. Can you mute the mics? Does that answer your question?
Yeah, that does.
Yeah.
Because it's better. That's better.
It's better.
See? Red Dead, much better than actual work.
Yeah.
Same way I feel when
Acid,
I get home.
Send all that stuff to me, okay? Because, Colby, I'm the designer now, okay? Who's going to be at the Area 51 meet and greet tomorrow? Do you want to play Roblox on the PS4 for $10,000? I'll bring a few bags of Doritos and Mountain Dew.
Oh, tomorrow is the day, isn't
is that,
it?
Is that the Area 51
it is,
day?
It is the day.
I saw online that a couple people from...
Why would they make it a Friday? Why not a Saturday?
I don't know,
more
dude.
People could go if it's a Saturday.
People, well, some Dutch YouTubers I read already showed up today and got arrested, so.
Mm.
There's people going to show up, isn't there?
Oh, definitely. So, you
how
know,
many people are going
like,
to die tomorrow?
A good percent of, like, I'd say 20%, maybe? Pushing it to that level, 20% of Americans
would, say, yeah.
would rather die tomorrow than live the rest of their lives in misery and despair. So, they're going to show up and be like, we're raiding Ninja, what, Naruto Run, all that shit.
You know, I kind of agree with you, but I feel like we fall into that 20%, and I don't want to run through the Nevada desert.
Yeah, no, there's people lower than us.
How? Dude, that sucks, man.
Life's
I need
hard.
To get, I forgot,
life's hard,
I forgot water, so.
Don't take 5,000 years, please, because I'm going to click Hammy's link here, and we're going to have to bear with whatever that is, so. That's on you to interrupt this. How do
there's
I do this?
There,
oh, God.
Yeah, here we go. Watch. Boom. That works. I wanted to do that forever.
Black powder capped with shotgun primer. This is not dynamite, Hammy. That's all I'm telling you. Yes, there are ways to do it now in the 20th century.
So, yeah, shotgun primer.
21st century, yeah.
It's pretty simple. It's a lot of fun.
Hurry up.
Also, I should mention, in Red Dead, they're actually explosive, so that's on me.
Well, that is on him. He just said they're explosive arrows, not dynamite arrows. That changes the game. I just want that to be noted. Oh, I'm still showing the screen. Apparently, Birds of Prey is coming out. I don't know if y'all knew that or were interested in any possible way, shape, or form about this stupid-ass movie. God damn it. How do I make this bigger? I want to see who these people are. Ah!
This button? Yeah, that did it.
They made bullets in the 1920s. Yes, they did. Yes, they did. Alright, everyone agreed that this is Ewan McGregor right here? Is that Ewan McGregor? In a white suit? Is this Ewan McGregor?
Oh, I don't know, man, but that poster right there is... It looks like a bad Photoshop.
It does. You could just control minus out of this.
Yeah! Oh, did you zoom in?
Yeah, I did.
Look at how bad that is, dude!
It's not that bad.
Those characters flying around look horrendous.
I think they're supposed to look horrendous.
No, I don't think they are.
It's like an old-timey cartoon where birds are flying
around. Yeah, I understand the concept, but they didn't even lighting blend it.
No, I think that's the point. Also, well, whatever the fuck's on her neck is terrible. That's the worst part.
All about this is terrible. The fact that this movie exists is terrible. Those photos are pretty good.
Well, that too.
You think those suspenders are the actual color? Because those are 100% horribly color graded.
Yeah.
There's not one piece of this poster that looks good.
I like the background colors.
Okay, the background color's pretty good. I'll give you that.
They're not bad.
Okay, but everything else, terrible.
Yeah.
This is a big budget movie.
Which doesn't have a trailer yet.
No, and it comes out in February, by the way.
Yeah.
That's like right around the corner, by the way.
That's really bad.
Did Hammy prove you wrong about the...
Exploding arrows, yes. Yeah, not dynamite.
That was on me, though. I didn't realize...
It's like a crown?
No, it's crown? I think it's a hairpin. Like a comb.
Or like brass knuckles?
Brass knuckles, that's what it is. Because really? It's a diamond, a hammer, and brass knuckles. Because the D has lips? Is that what that is?
I don't know.
It's horrible.
Yeah, it's bad.
Is Britt contradicting me? Right now?
I think she's saying that it's supposed to look as terrible as it does.
It's not supposed to look terrible.
Dude,
hey, Google, call mom.
There's this trend of this kind of shit.
It's a batarang? Wait, is...
That.
You know, I can do this for you.
Type sugar, honey, ice, and tea. Nope. That is the wrong...
Oh. Sugar, honey, ice, and tea?
That's the second one. Nope. You tell me what this fucking music video is, bro.
Okay.
We don't even need to listen to the song. You can mute it. It's this music video that's fucked up.
Okay.
This is Bring Me the Horizon. This is one of my bands.
This is recent.
Yeah.
July 26th.
This literally just came out this year. What is this music video, man?
I think it'd be better with the music.
I mean, go ahead, but it's not. I can guarantee that. Also, what's happening with his eye? I don't know.
Did they do a lot of drugs?
I think, well, I don't know. I know he used to. I thought he got off of them, but now I'm thinking he's back on. I don't know, man.
I would love to explain to our listeners what we're watching.
It's really hard.
But just I can't.
Search Sugar, Honey, Ice, and Tea on YouTube. Watch the music video. It's really bad. But that's what I'm saying. The style of shit is bad quality, but it's good quality because, I mean,
this is good quality, bad quality.
To make things look this bad is a lot of effort nowadays.
Agreed. But they don't
that
even have...
That looks exactly the same.
They don't even have shadows,
exactly,
man.
Exactly the same. It's a trend.
I think
right now, this is a trend. It's the 80s coming back.
Well,
that's what this is.
Then I don't need you to make designs anymore because I'm capable of making bad
exactly.
All on my own, yeah.
No, you should definitely do that and then be like, it's modern hip.
So go get Red Dead Redemption 2.
Okay.
Go tonight. Let's end the show now. Heart attack! Okay, now you go get Red Dead. Oh, crap, the mics are still on. But now go get Red Dead. We'll just play it the rest of the night. Okay.
Second heart attack?
That's my fourth. Tonight. Mm. Yeah. So. But anyway. Yeah, go get Red
Britt's Dead. Excited.
About what? This movie?
Yep. She loves Suicide Squad. I keep telling her movie selection is terrible, but she didn't listen
to
me.
You like what you like, man. What you gonna do? Besides Judge Her. Is that Mexican spiked beer kicking
it's
in?
It's coming back. I got hiccup burps, man. Oh, God damn it.
Maybe we should have actually quit the show.
Maybe.
You know? Okay, you want to watch some of these bad trailers?
Yes, it will allow me time to breathe.
Okay, so I got two movies here that I have no idea what they are. Okay?
Fuck.
And then I've got this Knives Out one, which is from your favorite director.
Which is who?
The guy who did The Last Jedi.
Oh, yeah.
But we've seen this trailer, and it looked interesting, even though you hated the man who made it.
Harlan started out with a Rusty Smith Corona and built himself into one of the best-selling mystery writers of all time.
30 languages, over 80 million copies sold. You guys fans?
I mean, I don't do much fiction reading myself.
Big fan. I'm a big fan.
Who is that guy?
Mr. Blanc is a private investigator of great renown.
I read a tweet about a New Yorker article about you. You're famous.
The night of his demise, the family gathered to celebrate your father's 85th birthday.
I think she's supposed to be horrendous, dude. Well?
Yeah, yes. But he left her.
I think Glenda
job.
Was upset.
Walt would get a little Irish courage in him. He'd get into it with Harlan.
What? Richard said what?
Are you baiting me, detective?
Attempting to be thorough so we can figure out the manner of death.
You mean if someone killed him? You think one of us, one of his family, Walt killed him?
Mr. Blanc, I just buried my father who committed suicide. Why are you here?
I suspect foul play. I have eliminated no suspects.
Is he Colonel Sanders in this?
He is, man. I guess so.
Harlan is cleaning house.
Everyone.
The family has possible motives.
The fuck did that just say?
Cleaning house.
It said a Ryan Johnson whodunit.
Harlan was...
Yeah. That's on the poster, by the way. He's very proud of it.
What?
Yeah, man. I mean, you got to admit that, like, out of all the people who ruined Star Wars, he took some heat off of them when Dingledorf and Dooferdorf, they took on Star Wars, you know? Like,
they're doing it with him.
No, it's two separate trilogies. He's doing one.
No, they're doing the same one.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh,
it's Ryan Johnson and
no.
Dean Dick.
Oh, no.
Yeah, man.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Oh, your favorite series is doomed. Yeah, it's over.
It was cleaning house.
You're like Captain America.
His possible motives.
Was Harlan planning on cutting off Joni?
Did he plan to fire Walter?
Is Richard
I like Michael
affair?
Shannon.
That's some heavy duty.
I like
contention.
Daniel Craig.
Funny, yeah. Ransom, you skipped the funeral, but you're early for the will reading.
Up your ass.
Very nice, oh, Ransom.
I gotta do this more often.
I don't know. This feels like that bad time in El Royale movie, and I don't know about that.
The knives come out. This is a twisted web. And we are not.
Like, they're definitely gonna try to kill Daniel Craig at some point during this movie, right?
Not yet.
Keep waiting for the big reveal.
All of them lied to me. There is one guilty party behind it all.
You know something. Spill it. Oh my God.
Tell me what happened to my grandfather.
I mean, whoever they got for cinematography is pretty good.
I think you have something you want to tell me.
I mean, it kind of looks good to me, honestly. I mean, I'm into that.
I mean, without judging it for the whodunit thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't look terrible.
I mean, I think it looks pretty. I love the cast, you know?
I mean, you did see Looper, though.
I did like Looper.
You liked Looper?
You didn't like Looper? I mean, I didn't love it, but I thought it was a good movie.
Joseph Gordon-Levitt had fake news on that entire movie.
How about we both agree on this, all right? I'm confident. If Hammy thinks that looks cheesy and The Lighthouse looks good, we have to disregard every opinion that he has about movies, right?
I think he was kidding about The Lighthouse.
No.
I'm hoping so.
Yeah, I don't think he's kidding about The Lighthouse. I think he wants to see The Lighthouse. The Lighthouse is going to be another Dunkirk. We're going to be the only idiots
on
the planet that don't like it.
No. If it's going to be like watching The Room, then I get it.
It's
like,
not.
You want to see it for
no,
how
I read, I see
bad
it when
it is,
I go through but... Reddit and I look for movies. Every week I'm in there, I see one about how The Lighthouse is going to be one of the best movies of all time. There was one today. Let me just go to the Reddit. I bet I don't even have to scroll that far.
Oh, what world do we live in, bro? This is why I want a gun.
I just looked at the headline.
This is why I want a gun.
but I don't even have to scroll that far.
Everybody that likes this movie, Hamming, better watch out.
Hold on.
Hold on. It's a coming.
Well, it's the top week, you know. And
yeah, man. Yeah. Did you watch the 8-minute short film of Jurassic World?
I did not. I don't care.
It's a piece of shit.
I mean, what even is it?
It's an 8-minute short film.
Here, right here. This one. Right here. The headline, The Lighthouse is goddamn incredible. I just watched it, and I gotta say, this may be the most well-acted movie of the decade. The atmosphere is gripping, but the performances given by Pattinson and Dafoe elevate the material to a whole new level. The absolute blast of a movie, it's surprisingly funny, and a stunning cinema experience. Said, I think you should experience what I did without knowing anything besides what the trailers have given away, so to address some concerns or questions, spoiler-free, the movie is really scary and unsettling in places, but it does not rely on jump scares or other cheap shenanigans, which brings us to the genre. It's hard to put your finger on it, but in my book, it's a low-key horror comedy with the right amount of surrealism and Lovecraftian essential dread. I'm out right now. What's that mean?
This dude's full of himself.
Uh-huh. Yeah, the dialogues are tough to understand. Sometimes, fortunately, we had subtitles, but they are really special. Sometimes down to earth, but other times they are almost Shakespearean. The TV show Deadwood did something similar. You should check it out if you haven't already. Maybe this department was the main selling point of the movie for me. I wasn't excited about the written dialogue since Tarantino. And about the hyperbole controversy, as it was pointed out by someone else, all the praise is just my opinion, which doesn't hold any universal truth about any of the movies or filmmaking as a whole. From the last decade, I wouldn't even call The Lighthouse a best motion picture of the last few years. That's Manchester by the Sea for me, but the performance is really mesmerizing.
What?
I totally
get
forgot.
Get this motherfucker out of the world!
I only saw two broken men
what?
Who made me laugh scared and ultimately made my heart bleed in nearly 2 hours.
Manchester by the Sea is the best movie in the last few years?
It has 600 upvotes, opposed to four days ago, man. It's got 200 comments on it, dude.
What?
Yeah. I'm telling you. I feel like I gotta watch The Lighthouse because everyone's saying it's incredible.
Have you ever seen Manchester by the Sea?
I have not, because is it Colin Rapist? Whatever his name is, the Affleck? Mustache Affleck? Casey Affleck. He's like a rapist. Isn't he a rapist?
In the movie?
No, in real life.
Not that I know of.
I think he was one of those rapists.
I mean, Ben Affleck groped a chick on, like, live interview TV.
But Ben Affleck has a giant eagle on his back. We know he doesn't have a good brain.
He has a what?
Have you never seen Ben Affleck's back tattoo?
No.
Are you serious?
I haven't.
I'm about to change your life. Is he in The Departed?
Ben Affleck?
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, it'll ruin it for you. Here is his back tattoo.
How?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, God. Why?
Yeah. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is it a phoenix?
Yes. He got it after his divorce. Because he's rising from the ashes of his divorce. I think that's just speculation, but, you know, look at it.
Wow.
Yeah. I don't know how you missed that one. Yeah, that's...
I'm personally not a big fan of color tattoos.
Uh-huh.
They can be done well.
Thank God you said tattoos.
I should have paused for dramatic effect. but there is too much white in that.
Oh, so it should have been bigger? Is that what you're saying?
It should have been more filled out. Yeah, it looks like there are pieces missing that he just decided, fuck it. I'm not going to get that done. Also, those shorts are riding real low.
I mean, the tattoo goes down into his butt cheek.
Like, we are a centimeter away from butt crack.
Oh, millimeter.
Yeah.
This is top butt crack right here, yeah.
Yeah.
I never realized how invasive the pointer finger was until this exact second.
Jesus. Okay. Yeah. Well, that exists.
So, we got 10 minutes left in the show. That gives me 10 minutes to instead of playing Overcooked 2 tonight, how about you go out in the other room. Or actually, I'll go out in the other room. We just play Red Dead Online tonight.
Which one's Overcooked 2?
It's, remember Overcooked 1?
Is that where you and I both cooked?
Yes.
I picked that one.
What do you mean you picked that one?
I picked that one.
You'd rather do that than Red Dead?
Yeah.
What is wrong with you, man?
Because I want to watch you suffer because of my idiocy.
I'm not going to suffer.
You're going to suffer.
I'm not going to suffer.
You're saying that now, just wait until you're playing the game.
Yeah, I don't think you're considering how much I'm going to suffer your idiocy in Red Dead Redemption.
Oh, definitely. Who am I going to play on Red Dead? You?
No, you play your own character.
I'm going to set one up.
Yeah, why not?
Sure.
Well, see, Hammy's saying Red Dead, Menace is saying Overcooked.
As long as people can hear you, Red Dead.
Oh, they'll hear me. We'll do party chat.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you have two copies? Yeah. I can play. He can play in here.
I can play up there. Chris has to be in here talking, so I don't do all the talking.
I will be on mic!
Yeah, but people can't see you.
What does that matter?
I don't know. People like seeing your face.
No, they don't!
That's why they watch you stream
all day. I have a body for radio!
No, they yes. like your comical...
No, they don't.
Exciting,
they
you
don't
know,
care at all about my face.
Face.
Picture in picture. I don't think I have a long enough cable for that.
We'll have to do some tinkering.
I'm thinking if I do. I don't think I do. Because I think I'm using my long cable for that camera.
Yeah, unplug it.
I'm not going to do that. Unplug because it. There's a 90% chance it'll never turn on again. I worry about everything in here, you know. Just do it next week for it. Okay, here's the deal. Let's talk about Colby Pilly's games. All right. I'm going to be real honest. Okay? No one votes anymore. All right? They don't care. And the reason is, I think, is because the games, we've played everything there is to play. Okay? So...
All the worst games, at least.
Right. I feel like I'm just going to start making you play games and be like, this is what you're playing. You know, and chat can tell me, you know, a game that they want you to play, and if I'm like, okay, cool, we'll play that one, I'll pick it. You know, chat can still have some input, but no one cares anymore.
Sure.
I mean, let's go pull up the poll. Like, let's just look at it. RaptorTeeth.live/CPG. Okay. View results. We had five total votes. Five.
I mean, that's decent.
That is... atrocious.
What's the most we've ever had?
20.
20?
At our peak, we were having 15 to 20.
No way.
Yes, we were. Yes, we were. At our peak, we were having 15 to 20.
I'm going
to
take your over-exaggeration into levels
here. No, look at it. We can go back and look, man.
It was probably like 10.
We can go back and look. Let me just scroll up here. We'll just scroll up.
It's going to be a long scroll.
Not really. We don't post in here that often. Okay, some of these are great. Like,
which one's that one?
That's, I think, probably Hand Simulator.
Are you sure it's not tonight, like a future tonight?
It might
I'm
be.
Wearing the same shirt.
Oh, God. Okay, so this one is, you know what? Let's just go back a year. Let's go back a year. Let's see how we were doing a year ago.
A year ago?
Yeah, a year ago.
We weren't doing Colby Plays
September 20th. September 20th. Let's see what we played last year, September 20th.
Jesus.
Enter the Gungeon, Red Dead Redemption, Mario Kart Double Dash,
if
Mario
you're
Golf
telling
Toadstool
me we
2.
Played Red Dead.
8 plus 5 plus 5 plus 3. What is that? 10, 18, 21 votes. It literally says it right here, by the way. 21 votes a year ago. We had 5 this week. Okay? And we had 4 games to choose from back then, by the way.
What was Enter the Gungeon?
Who knows, dude?
Wasn't that like a side-scroller?
I think you liked that one.
I think it was up and down, left and right.
Yes.
Yeah. I remember that.
Yeah. 21. A year ago, we had 21. Tonight, we have 5. Okay? We got this week. We got next week. And then we're going to do scary games in October, so no one votes in October anyway. We could try to bring back voting in November. But I feel like...
I say fuck it.
I do too. Like I say tonight, cowboy.
Yeah.
Next week, goose game.
What's goose game?
Then, scary games.
What's goose game?
Dude. I'm going to be 100% honest with you. Tomorrow...
Did you just make up Goose Game?
Goose Game comes out, and I am more excited about playing Goose Game than I am maybe any game
What the fuck ever. Is Goose Game?
It's a lovely morning in the village, and you are a terrible, horrible goose.
Was that Panic?
Yeah, they make games now.
Well, I remember Firewatch.
Right, this is their next one. You literally just get to terrorize people as a goose. If you don't like this game...
Can you bite someone?
Oh, of course, you're a goose! You're basically Al-Qaeda on web feet, dude! He just stole that kid's plane and he face-planted, man! And then he stole his glasses, dude! Stole that person's mail!
Well, that looks like a friendly goose. That one does. I take it back.
He just dropped his mail in the water!
That goose just break through wood?
I can't wait to play Goose Game tomorrow, dude. Look at that. It's not actually out now, by the way. It comes out tomorrow, but whatever. Dude. Tomorrow, a remastered version of Link's Awakening comes out in this incredible, gorgeous art style. Link's Awakening is the very first game I ever played. Okay, I got it for Christmas when I was 6 years old with the Game Boy. It came bundled with a Game Boy. Okay, very first game I ever played. And I'm excited about Goose Game, dude. Is there a game more made for me than a game where I get to be a goose who terrorizes people? Maybe the only other game I could think of that would be more up my alley is if I'm a guy who gets a flamethrower wasps. Like, I can't think of anything else I would more rather do than kill wasp or be a terrorizing goose.
I like the wasp one. Let's do that.
Dude, let's make that game next.
Right?
I want it, dude. But yeah, so I'm going to play Goose Game tomorrow, and then I figured I'd make you play it on Thursday. Because I get to watch the goose, at the very least, get to watch the goose again.
Oh my God.
And so then we get to do scary games for like the next 5 weeks, and then you get to pick one. And so then we're in Christmas and Thanksgiving, and you won't do any shows those months. I already know it. So it's just like, why even make people vote? Let's be cowboys tonight.
Sounds good.
Okay.
We rigged the vote. Votes rigged, just like the U.S.
I mean, there's 5 votes.
Mm-hmm. You and I count as at least 3 each.
You know, you know what? You're right, Colby. We don't want to rig the election. We don't want to be Russia, right? So let's go with what the original poll said, and let's go with what the popular vote was. All right. So let's go check one more time the poll
just to make sure.
Just to make sure. Like I said. Don't want it to be rigged, so let's play Red Dead Online 4-1.
Yeah. Like Red Dead.
It's right there, man.
So that works.
It's right there in the code.
That works for me.
There's nothing we can do about it. All right.
Almost like it was never anything else.
Yeah. Yeah, so you know, let's go look. Let's see who the smart people are that voted for Red Dead Online. Let's look. Maniche, my wife, Tall and Ball and B, and Hammy, and Acid voted for Hollow Knight. Boo.
Boo.
By the way, if we take out Tall and Ball and B and Chris, we only had 3 votes, by the way.
That's not good.
No, it's bad. It's very bad.
That's not good.
It's very bad, so.
Well, it's almost like our listeners got, like, lives or...
Hey, everybody. It's Seth here. I don't know what happened, but apparently our software just stopped recording at this exact point. The show ended in about 2 minutes from now. You missed us saying goodbye. Okay? Nothing else happened. Nothing exciting. If you need to check, as you know, VODs for the videos, SethAtColby.com. Okay? We played Red Dead Redemption Online. We were Cowboys. It was great. I blew Colby up with dynamite. That's at SethAtColby.com. Sorry. My equipment's old. I'm old. Show's dying. I'm dying. I apologize. Okay? I don't know why the software didn't record all the way to the end. Apparently, 59 minutes and 40 seconds is enough. But, yeah, you didn't really miss anything. All the jokes were done. We just said goodbye. We played the headspin music and blah, 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 blah. So thank you for listening. My apologies. We'll see you Sunday. And hopefully the entire episode will record that day. All right? All right. Okay. All right. Bye-bye.